corner. Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc, Blessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up into Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land, and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banked it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosman. Deep right corner, Rayanne Frye. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Rayanne Frye with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dixie to maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive, shot, nothing but Cord. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon, oh, no look, pass ahead to Bowser. Driving low up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play. But every game, that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball out in the bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the plate of Vanessa Winter. Open for 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse way up, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane. Hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Burton is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts in a long triple for Jackson Center. Got it! At the buzzer! Was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away, and he pumped it in, beating the horn, and the Redskins are up 7, 30-23 at the end of three on scores.gas.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee here at Springfield High School in Clark County. We are set for the girls' Division III regional championship game. The Versailles Tigers take on Summit Country Day. and it should be one heck of a clash. 30 years coaching experience between the two. Beth Simmons of Summit Country Day, Jackie Stonebreaker of Versailles. 14 years for Jackie, 16 for Beth. Of course, the Versailles Tigers brought home all the marbles a couple years ago and beat Summit Country Day, by the way, here in the regional, easily the 17 points. This is head coach Beth Simmons' best team in 16 years. In fact, seven of the young ladies on this club today for Summit Country Day are juniors and seniors who were freshmen and sophomores 2 years ago when Summit got beyond the district and played Versailles here in the regional. Summit Country Day has been to the district championships six times in Coach Simmons' 16 years. Got to the Sweet 16 a couple seasons ago. Back again here today. It's the same foe in the regional championship game, the Versailles Tigers, who are mighty quick, played splendidly second half in beating Hamilton Badenchuck in the regional semi. I thought head coach Jackie Stonebreaker did a marvelous job instituting a zone in the second half that shut down the Baden Rams.
Yeah, she did a good job. I mean, and offensively, they had to make some adjustments because Baden had two sophomores in there that took up the whole lane. And McElhowney got in there a couple of times and made some circus shots. But for the most part, it was working the ball on the outside. After they made some shots and Baden had to move out a little bit, then they started going inside. And Danielle Winter had the best game that I've seen the young lady have this year in the games that I've seen them play.
And I tell you what, Chuck, she will be heads and shoulders the tallest young lady on the floor in this game this afternoon, because the Summit Country Day Silver Knights feature Megan O'Brien at 5'11", then a big drop-off after that. Summit likes to push it up and down the floor. They'll run when the opportunity presents itself. You'll hear the name Kiana Allen today. She's a junior, 5 feet, 5 inches tall. She's a marksman from long range, 11 threes in the last two games, and she virtually single-handedly willed Summit Country Day to a victory by 3 points in the regional semis over Baltimore Liberty Union as she dropped home 7 three-pointers.
Wow.
She poured in 3 in the last half of the third quarter to enable Summit to get a lead against Baltimore Liberty Union. It wound up a 3-point game in the end. Baltimore Liberty Union led the entire first half. That was Summit Country Day's closest call of the year in the regional semi here on Wednesday evening. And as we noted that night, Versailles struggled for 2 quarters, did pull away from Hamilton Baden to win that game comfortably by 14. You mentioned Danielle Winter. She and Lindsay Winter, the two winners for Versailles, are just that. They are championship players. We're going to hear a lot from Lindsay down the road, Chuck. 6'1", just a freshman. Of course, Danielle is a 6'2 junior. They return next year, and that's a winning combination. No pun intended.
Well, I think the pun was intended, but yeah, Lindsay Winter is my favorite freshman that I've watched this year. Wow. The girls' basketball. She is terrific. And there were some games that we did that I felt like she was better on the floor that day, at least, than her sister was.
Right.
But she's going to be a special ball player before this is over with. The next really good big player for Versailles. And she's being coached by one of the best big players that ever played at Versailles. That's very helpful.
Indeed, indeed. Summit Country Day's guards will be guarded closely by Versailles guards. Versailles guards will be guarded closely by Summit Country Day's guards. That quartet or group of 6, 3 perimeter players on each team offensively, will be key because there will be 3-point shots taken, and the club that blankets the 3-point line will probably win this game because there will be a lot of 3-point shots tried, and the team that gets the better look, shoots the better percentage from the 3-point line, will probably win. That said, if Summit Country Day doesn't get the fast break, if they don't get the 3-point shot, they will run a very patient offense, a lot of weaves, plenty of motion. It's not a disorganized offensive attack, so Versailles will have to be ready. and they'll have to play defense maybe for 20, 30 seconds each Summit Country Day possession. I don't think this will be a high-scoring game. That's just my opinion.
Right.
I think 43, 44 points probably wins it.
Well, yeah, I mean, Summit's going to want to get up and down the floor, like you said, and a lot of times you get your best three-point shot out of a secondary fast break situation.
Yep.
Where you get in, and then your shooter spots up on the arc, and you get them the basketball. I think just kind of like the Laramie boys did last night against Lachlan. If McIldowney can get into the lane and then find either one of the winners down there, they've got such a size advantage that I think that is going to be a real good situation for Versailles if she can get into the lane.
You mentioned Cammie McIldowney, she and Camille Watron, two very speedy guards for the Versailles Tigers. And it was McIldowney who grabbed the opening tip the other night, and within 5 seconds, she scored on a lickety-split driving layup right to the hoop. And how about that three-point buzzer beater from 43 feet to end the first half by Camille Watron?
Yep.
Those two Versailles guards are exciting to watch. Camille's a senior. Cammie's just a junior.
Well, that shot by Watron, that was kind of a crusher because they had actually outscored Versailles in the second quarter, and that basket, that three-pointer at the buzzer gave the Versailles a one-point better lead than they had at the end of the quarter, and that was demoralizing.
Yep. We've talked about so many of Versailles' featured players. We have not intentionally ignored Ellen Peters, Elizabeth Ording. Those two young ladies start. They're averaging 14 points a game between them. Ording almost 9. And Elizabeth is strong on the inside. She's 5'11". And just a sophomore, she's back for two more years.
Yeah, she's terrific. And I was going to mention Ellen Peters. I thought she had a really good game on Wednesday night.
Well, she has a good settling effect on both the offense and defense.
Right, yeah, that's a fact. She's impressed me a lot. She's not flashy at all, but she's very steady.
But the names to remember for Summit Country Day, we noted Kiana Allen. She's blistered the nets this year with 73 made three-pointers in 169 attempts. Uncanny. And because she shoots so many threes, she has only gotten to the foul line 21 times.
Well, yeah, you're not going to go to the foul line. And I just looked down there. I hadn't seen her miss a three yet. That's all she's shooting out here warming up. And she's made like 15 in a row, and then she just actually missed one.
She's unbelievable.
But you're not going to go. If you're going to shoot threes, you're not going to the free throw line. Same thing happened to Jackson boys last night. The only one that went, they shot 11 free throws, all of them by Brady Wildermuth, because everybody else was just playing on the perimeter.
Exactly. Aaliyah Harris, Raven Alexander, Nia Woods, Megan O'Brien will round out the starting lineup along with Kiana Allen for Summit Country Day. And we might note that Allen, the super three-point shooter, is just over 11 points a game. Aaliyah Harris, just under 11. Raven Alexander is over 10. Nia Woods is nearly 10. That foursome drops in close to 45 points a game, and it will challenge Versailles' defense here today.
Well, you like to see, as a coach, you want to see that kind of bounce. Now, I'm not saying I wouldn't want a 30-point scorer like Nate Lessing, but I want a harder team to defend is a team that is really balanced.
The winner of this game will earn a state Final Four berth against the winner of the Eastern Lynchburg Clay game, which will take place at 1:30 in just a few minutes at Logan High School in southeastern Ohio. And that state semifinal contest would be at 3 p.m. next Friday. It'd be at 3 p.m. next Friday. The winner of the Versailles Summit Country Day game plays the winner of the Eastern Lynchburg Clay game next Friday, 3 p.m., Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University.
Well, you look at the records, and one of the scary things is the Eastern's 25-1 and not ranked.
Right.
So that tells you that even the sports writers in their area not thinking that they're a top-notch basketball team.
And Eastern's opponent today, Lynchburg Clay, 22-3 and not ranked.
Right.
Other side of the Elite Eight, Gilmore Academy, ranked 10th in the state, plays Garfield at Cuyahoga Falls this afternoon. And Columbus Afrocentric, 24-3, ranked fourth in the state, plays Powerhouse Archbold, 26-1, ranked second in the state. That game is at Lexington and will tip off in just a few minutes. So that's the other side of the Elite Eight bracket in girls Division III. Well, both teams have headed to their benches. Versailles Tigers in the home white, black and orange trim. Summit Country Day in the bright royal blue from top to bottom with white numerals and white Summit across the front. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Our pregame is presented to you in part thanks to the In-Between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in between, it's out of this world. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. We've got the starting lineups and the opening tip. It's Versailles Summit Country Day, Girls D3 Regional Championship on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Get connected to your VA benefits in Shelby County. Let them know the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, as you just heard, phone 937-498-7282. A huge throng of probably 700 to 800 Versailles Tigers fans, many of whom adorned in black and orange, sit across the way. They're on the far side here at the Springfield High School Gymnasium. It's a beautiful facility with about 10 rows on each end of the floor and some 15, 16 rows on each side. Summit Country Day crowd right behind us. Bleachers to the back of us, Chuck, are about 40-50% full. Nice attendance from the Cincinnati area here today. But a massive crowd from Versailles as the Tigers are being introduced. Cammie McElnowney at guard, 13 points a game, averaging 4.5 assists per game. She is a 5'7 junior and shoots threes at about a 47% clip. Camille Watron, 6 points a game, 5'5 senior guard, shoots threes at better than 40% as well. On the inside, it's Danielle Winter at the post, 6 feet 2 inches tall, a junior. Elizabeth Ording, power forward, 8.5 points a game, 5'11 and a sophomore. Ellen Peters, 5'8, a junior, just over 5 a game. Danielle Winter, as I mentioned, 9 points a game, led the club in scoring with 13.
against Hamilton Maiden on Wednesday night.
Yeah, that was the best I've seen her play. Now, last year, I thought as a sophomore, I thought she had some really good games. This year, the couple of games that I got to see, she kind of struggled a little bit. But, boy, she was terrific on Wednesday night.
Opening five for Summit Country Day, Kiana Allen at guard. 5 feet, 5 inches tall. A terrific three-point shooter she is. Nia Woods, 5'8", a junior. Aaliyah Harris, 5'8", a junior. Megan O'Brien, 5'11", a senior. Raven Alexander, 5 feet, 5 inches tall and a junior. Versailles moving from left to right on your phone or computer. Tigers have gotten the opening tip. Here's McElDowney ripping through the lane, running one-hander, left-handed style. Got it to go.
How impressive is that kid?
Here's Summit Country Day, long heave down the floor to Allen. O'Brien, foul line, steps back, shoots the 17-footer, way hard. Rebound, Watron fires ahead to Danielle Winter, motoring down the floor, all the way to the rack, no good. In tight quarters, she rushed it. Summit Country Day got the rebound. 2-0 in favor of Versailles. Defensively, Tigers set up in a man, right, Chuck?
Yeah, they're playing straight man right this second.
Straight away, Nia Woods has the ball for Summit.
And they've got Mack as she has traveled. They got McElDane Downey guarding her.
Summit Country Day, 27-0, ranked number one in the state all year long in girls Division III. Versailles Tigers have been in the top half dozen the entire season. Ranked sixth in the final AP poll. Here's a drive down the lane to Summit. Wild shot, Raven Alexander, no good. Caromed off the side of the backboard. Rebound tapped out to Cammie McElDowney for Versailles. We played a minute and a half, 2-0 Tigers. So far, Versailles' defense has looked very sharp. Here's Watson throwing down inside to Danielle Winter. Good entry pass from the left side of the floor. And the 6'2 Danielle Winter has got to give me a four-footer from point-blank range.
Great job of leading her to where she was open to go to the basket. That is an art that is lost on a lot of kids.
Beautiful angle on the entry, and you're right, Chuck. Leading Winter beautifully was the assist maker on that play. Here's an awkward off-balance drive down the lane by Nia Woods. Left it short, no good. Rebound punched out high to Raven Alexander for Summit. She pulls up, shoots the fadeaway 13-footer. Elbow on the left, way short, air ball into the hands of Ording of Versailles. Down the floor to McElDowney. McElDowney guarded by Woods 20 feet out. On a weave, it's Watron. Near side to Peters. Peters at the long line, doesn't shoot. And the ball is left at center circle for McElDowney. Right flank to Watron. Down inside to Danielle Winter. Turns, squares up, shoots the 8-footer, and banks it in. She might have been fouled to boot.
I think she did get bumped, but she was strong with it and finished the shot.
Oh, what a beginning for the Versailles Tigers. Ahead 6-0. We played 2.5 minutes. Summit Country Day with the ball. High right, it's Kiana Allen. She's guarded by McElDowney. Kiana, the expert three-point shooter for Summit Country Day. She gave the ball up, got it back, fed Nia Woods, now to O'Brien. Here's O'Brien outside the lane in the left. Awkward 10-footer, way hard, didn't catch the rim.
They haven't hit the rim with their first four shots.
Rebound came down to Versailles. Quickly, Peters up the floor, forecourt right. Tigers have opened up 6-0. We played 3:10. McElDowney through the top of the key, high screen from Winter. And here's a strip. Good steal on the play by Kiana Allen. Allen knifed in there, slapped it free, gave the ball to Harris. Harris throws it away in the forecourt. Ording's got it for Versailles. Two-on-two break. Left wing McElDowney trailing. Pulled up, caught the ball, stopped, then dragged the pivot foot. Substitution for Summit Country Day. Rachel Martin, 5'6", freshman in, as O'Brien comes out. 4:32 left to go, opening quarter. 6-0 in favor of Versailles. Dribble drive through the lane. Allen dishes off baseline left to Harris. Harris overshoots an 8-footer. Another one didn't hit the rim. Rebound down to McElDowney for Versailles. Spurts up the floor. Tapped away from behind. Good steal by Alexander. Outlet to Woods for Summit. And sneaking up behind her, Watron on the theft for the Tigers. Frenetic pace right now. One steal deserves another. 6-0 Tigers. 4 minutes gone. Opening quarter. Peters outside the arc on the right. Pulls up. Goes to Watron. 20 feet away. Good lob down inside to Ording. She's got the gimme, point-blank range. Summit needs a timeout. for Sales offense is tearing Summit Country Day apart. 8-0 Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Head coach Jackie Stonebreaker of the Versailles Tigers, Chuck, could not have asked for a better beginning to this game.
No, well, I mean, part of it is the way Versailles is playing, and part of it is that is horrible shooting to start the game for some, but they're not even close. And sometimes being undefeated and not being in close games works against you at this point in the season.
Exactly, yep. Your comment is right on the money. Here's Summit on the arc. It's Alexander. Dances through the lane. Drives around. 6-2 Danielle Winter. Flipped it up with the left hand. Way too hard. Weak side rebound by Summit. Foul on Versailles. In the act of shooting was Nia Woods. As she snarfed that ball up off the floor. Tried to put it back in. And she was smacked on the play by a Versailles Tiger. Foul picked up by Watford. Free throw by Summit is no good off the flange.
But they did hit the rim with a shot.
Yeah, they did. As Summit Country Day has been guarded very tightly so far, Versailles has had a hand in the face of every single shooter. And the team with the blue shirts have been way off in shooting jumpers and drives to the basket. Second free throw, good, and Summit Country Day, after 4.5 minutes, is on the scoreboard. 8-1 Versailles Tigers. McIldowney down the floor, gets a high screen from Winter outside the arc. Cammy lets it fly, a little bit short, no good. Rebound volleyballed around. Warding sticks it back in. Wow. Strong rebound on the inside by Ording of the Tigers, who's got 4 points in the quarter.
I think she felt slighted we didn't talk about her early in the pregame.
Here's Raven Alexander, spin move down the lane for Summit. Took it all the way to the rack and banked it through. Good drive by Raven Alexander. First field goal for Summit Country Day. Versailles had opened up a 10-1 lead in the first 3 minutes of this game.
Now they've gone zone. They're going to play a 1-2-2 zone now. They could not guard them man-to-man.
Or I should say a 10-1 lead by Versailles in the first 5 minutes. We are under three to go here in the first. Long three ball. Left corner behind the screen. Cammy McIldowney lights it up. A big bomb of McIldowney. And the lead for Versailles is the biggest. 10 points. 13-3. 2:17 to go first quarter. Versailles in high gear offensively. Here's a pass outside the arc on the left to Alexander. Alexander bolts right by the defender for Versailles. All the way to the rim. Up and good. Nice play by Raven Alexander. This Summit Country Day team is blessed with several very good dribble drivers to the hoop. Minute 50 to go. First quarter. 13-5 in favor of Versailles. McIldowney again left corner. Had the screen. Didn't shoot. Great pass on the arc by Watron. Down inside to Ording. No good. Stick back. Yes. Yes. Winner got the goal for Versailles. A plus one. She was hindered on the right shoulder as she dropped it back up and through. 15-5 in favor of the Tigers, who have stormed to a 10-point lead. We played 6 minutes, 15 seconds of the opening quarter. Watson and Ording will no doubt get extended rest for the Tigers here at the end of the first quarter. They're on the bench at the moment. Winner at the stripe for Versailles, and she is perfect on the free throw attempt. And it's 16-5 in favor of Versailles. A minute 45 to go here in the first quarter. Lindsay Winter has checked in for the orange and black. Up cross center comes Summit Country Day. Lindsay Winter on the court. Cammy Ording in as well now for Versailles, a 5'8 senior. And Brenna Blakely, a 5'7 senior, is in. as Jackie Stonebreaker here late in the first quarter attacks Summit Country Day with some freshness. Here's a baseline jump shot by Summit. Swish, a beauty. Nicely done. Aaliyah Harris calmly dropped in a long deuce, a 17-footer.
They went zone that time, but they're still finding. Allen has not touched the ball in the half court yet.
Versailles Tigers doing an excellent job on the three-point shooter from Summit. And Cammie McEldowney burns Summit Country Day again. It's McEldowney who is raising the rafters with three-point balls. She just drilled another one from the deep right corner. And Summit head coach Beth Simmons has seen enough. Timeout called late in the first. Tigers up 19-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
High-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Van Bauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. As we return to action after the Summit Country Day timeout, Kiana Allen is freed up behind the arc for a long triple. You can bet that was the memo during the timeout. She missed it. Versailles slapped the rebound out of bounds. Summit throws in on the arc. 25 feet away. It is fed out there to Rachel Martin. Ball punched away by Versailles. Here come the Tigers. 3-on-2. Around the man all the way to the rim. Shot good. What a play by Versailles.
Spittmeyer.
Woo! Claire Spittmeyer in off the bench. The 5'8 senior. Outstanding sub. Versailles has thrown 10 players at Summit Country Day already. The Tigers much deeper, and the lead is 21-7 with 21 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
And Lindsay Winter just blocked a shot about six rows up into the seats.
And here's Summit Country Day trying to inbound, and it's a loose ball knocked out by Summit Country Day. Well, right now, the Silver Knights can do nothing right. Versailles Tigers can do no wrong. Versailles possession once more. 13 seconds left to go, first quarter. McEldowney head of the key. Tigers playing for one. It's Schmidtmeyer, who gives it up to Blakely. Ball thrown foul line, handled there by Schmidtmeyer. A pivot move, and she shuffled. She walked with the ball. Good call by the referee. 2.5 to go in the first. Schmidtmeyer was going to square up and let it fly, but she took steps in getting set. 21-7 Versailles. Summit Country Day's got to go 94 feet in the final 2.5. It's flipped up the floor on the play to Raven Alexander, who arches up a 60-footer short, goes out of bounds. First quarter's over. All Versailles. 21-7 over Summit Country Day on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Cammie Ording starts the second quarter for the Versailles Tigers. She's got the ball ahead of the key. throws to Watrin, right flank. 21-7 for Sales over Summit Country Day. Ball lobbed down inside to Elizabeth Ording. Good pass on the play by Peters. Ording is boxed in, jostled a bit, foul called against Summit while Ording was trying to make the post up move and shoot.
I think they're calling it, yeah, they're calling it out of bounds, which is the correct call. They wanted to travel, but the foul, she did travel, but she got pushed to travel.
Personal foul on the floor, not in the act of shooting. Tigers inbound. Daniel Winters got it, top of the key, picked up there by O'Brien. McElhaney on the bench, opening moment here of the second quarter. Watson drives, foul line, lost the ball, got it back. Threw it to Ording on the right wing. Tammy tries to make a bounce pass down inside on the play to Elizabeth Ording. Knocked away by Summit Country Day. And there go the Silver Knights down the floor. A fast break layup is good. And a foul. Raven Alexander really accelerated right down the Springfield High School hardwood all the way to the rim. And she was nailed on the hand as she dropped it through. 21-9 for Sales, up 12.
The only thing she left out of that move was the Heisman move. She took three steps before she got fouled.
Yep, she might have been called for traveling, wasn't. And Summit Country Day will take that two-pointer.
Well, that makes you a whole lot quicker if you don't have to dribble it to get there.
Three-point chance for Alexander. Up, it is no good. Off the heel. Kicks high in the air. Rebound, McElhaney of Versailles. She darts down the floor. Nobody stops her. All the way to the rim. Foul. Summit Country Day on the drive. 7:13 to go here in the second quarter. 21-9 in favor of Versailles so far, Chuck. Based on what I've seen, the quickest player out there by far is Candy McElhaney.
She is every time we see him play, so it shouldn't be a real shock.
Ball thrown in top of the circle by Versailles. Bad pass, Summit steals, then Summit throws it away. McElhaney gets it back for the Tigers. Dribbles outside the arc on the left to Peters. Peters rotates, straight away resets. Now McElhaney, who motions. High screen set to Winter. McElhaney's open, pick and roll with Danielle Winter. Driving to the rim, missed the bank shot, but she's tagged on the wrist, and she's got two more at the stripe. Boy, that little weak side of the floor, pick and roll. Cammy McElhaney, Danielle Winter is open. It's there.
That little slip screen where she fakes like she's going to screen, and she just rolled right down the lane, and it took somebody to come over to hack her to keep it being another layup.
Free throw, Daniel Winter is right on the mark. 22-9 in favor of Versailles. Second free throw upcoming. Versailles led at the end of one, 21-7. And the lead is back up to 14, 23-9. That 14-point spread has been restored. 6:48 to go, second quarter, dribble drive. It's Alexander down the lane, running right-handed hook, no good. Off the backboard and rim, Daniel Winter clears for Versailles. Summit offensively is shooting fast. Maybe has pushed the panic button too soon. Here's Peters, foul line, pick and roll with Daniel Winter. It's on the floor, ripped away by Summit Country Day. Good steal. Quickly down the floor, Alexander hits a teammate cutting toward the rim. Shot no good. A lot of contact. Foul on the Tigers.
I'll tell you what, Raven Alexander is probably as quick as Cammy McElhaney. She's got some speed on her out there.
And Raven, a junior, 5 feet, 5 inches tall, is trying her very best right now to ignite this Summit Country Day team. She was pounded on the arm while shooting that driving shot seconds ago. Her first free throw, swish, and it's 23-10. Versailles' lead is 13. Second shot, Alexander right there as well. 23-11, full court pressure by Summit Country Day. Tigers up a dozen. In backcourt, having difficulty, Brenna Blakely, the 5'7 senior guard, tries to pitch it cross court, and it is steered out of bounds by Summit, which could not keep it in play. Versailles throws in once more. Ellen Peters gets the honors. Up the near side, the Danielle Winter. Winter hands off in backcourt to McElhaney. She splits a couple defenders up over the timeline. Crossover dribble. Out of trouble. Handoff to Blakely. Watson gets a breather. She's on the bench right now for the Tigers at guard. Peters high right. Looks for Blakely. Lob down inside to Winter. A little too much ump on it. Peters' pitch was too far, out of bounds over the baseline. 23-11 in favor of Versailles with 5:59 to go here in the second quarter. Tigers' biggest cushion was 14. Ball being walked up over the timeline by Alexander of Summit Country Day. She motions, guarded by Blakely 35 feet away. They free up Allen behind a screen. She's got a long launch from the three-point line. Hit the rim, no good. Off the backboard, into the hands of McElhaney of Versailles. Out ahead to Blakely. Right corner, Peters. Inside, Danielle Winter. Turnaround, Jay. No good. Rebound, Elizabeth Ording. It's raked away out of bounds off Summit.
Sometimes Danielle Winter shoots the ball too quickly. She needs to catch it and gather herself. She had plenty of time, and she's got all the size out there.
Tigers inbounding below the rim. Ball lobbed way out high. McElhaney leaped to spirit, was fouled once, wasn't called, then was shoved. That was called. Athletic play by Cammy just to catch the pass. Over guarding on Alexander, common foul. Five on Summit, three on Versailles. 5:26 to go here in the second quarter. Tigers 23, Silver Knights 11. Between the circles, Peters for Versailles. Guarded by Allen, 30 feet away. Near side, it goes to Blakely. Coming out to catch is Elizabeth Ording. On a weave to McElhaney, through the top of the circle, down the right side of the lane. Hits the trailer, Peters. Outside the arc on the left, it's Blakely. Blakely connects on a three-pointer. Tigers are red hot. Everybody getting into the act. Long throw, Summit down the floor. Fed on the inside to Allen. Allen with a spin move, raked away out of bounds, off Versailles. 26-11. Tigers up 15. Biggest lead of the game. 4:52 to go in the second quarter. Elizabeth Ording is out. She gets a break. Lindsay Winter on the floor. Lindsay Winter checks in. 6'1 freshman. Here's a long three. Right corner. Allen behind the screen. Missed it. No good. Rebound Versailles. Blakely down the floor. Pitches to a teammate. Deflected. Out of bounds off Summit Country Day. Good call by the referee.
Hit her right in the leg.
He was on top of it. Versailles Peters throws it to Claire Schmidtmeyer. Schmidtmeyer, 5'8 senior, has looked very good. So is Brenna Blakely, who just made a three ball, a 5'7 senior. Ball thrown to the post to Danielle Winter. Outside the arc, near side, Peters. Straight away, Cammy McElhaney. 4:20 left to go, second quarter. 15-point lead, Tigers. Here's Cammy McElhaney through the paint. Off-balance one-hander. No good. Got the rebound back. She's double-teamed and walked.
Well, they've turned the ball over 9 times, but they lead by 15, so I guess you're going to take the 9 turnovers.
I would. Number one-ranked team in the state, Summit Country Day.
Playing the best team in the state, Versailles.
Versailles Tigers, number 6 in the last AP poll. Mighty sharp here today. From three-point land, it is Raven Alexander, who doesn't shoot. She dribbles inside the arc, running down the left side of the lane, around Blakely. Pitched it from down around her knees toward the rim with a left hand. Had no chance to make it, but cleverly attracted a two-shot foul.
You need to make Alexander make something from the outside. She's doing everything by putting it on the floor and going to the basket. The sag off of her. She makes a couple. Now you got to adjust.
Mm-hmm. First free throw, Raven Alexander. No good. A bit lengthy. 3 minutes, 54 seconds to go in the second quarter. Summit Country Day, the favorite, number one in the state, trailing by 15 to Versailles. Second foul shot, Raven Alexander on the way, yes. 26-12, Tigers. Versailles beat Summit Country Day here 2 years ago, 41-24. That was a 17-point differential. Right now it's 14, 26-12. Under 3:40 left here in quarter number two. Way out, left side of the floor. Ball handled on the play by the Tigers, Ellen Peters. Throws to the cutting Blakely down the lane, right back to Peters on the arc. She dribbles foul line, pivots, out to McElhaney at the long line. She doesn't shoot. Hands off to Blakely. Back to the basket now at the elbow on the right. Straightaway Peters back to Blakely, 20 feet away. Little pick and roll, right side with Schmidtmeyer. Schmidtmeyer bobbled the ball. It's loose in the corner, and Summit dribbled it out of bounds. Tigers possession. Versailles got a break.
Yeah, they got a nice steal. Good hustle with her toes on the end line.
Ellen Peters inbounding in the corner of the floor. Versailles half court in. Lobbed out back to Blakely. 26-12 Tigers. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Left side pass, Peters. Daniel Winter catches straight away. Ball weaved, head of the key. It goes on the play to Schmidtmeyer. She's got an avenue down the lane, doesn't shoot. Throws it back to Blakely. Blakely below the foul stripe, 10-footer. Off the rim, no good. Rebound by Summit Country Day. Bolting up the floor goes Harris. Harris sprints to the left baseline. Back out on the arc. Alexander's got it 25 feet away. On the bench right now is Allen, the good three-point shooter. Here's a long three pumped up by Rachel Martin, the 5'6 freshman. Tried to jack home a 26-footer, hit the rim, no good. Easy rebound collected by Versailles in the left corner. Down the floor to Peters. 2:17 to go, second quarter. Left side pass, Blakely. Blakely checked tightly. Gives it up to Peters. Peters on the arc, goes baseline, and she stopped. Circles back out on top. Peters holds the ball. She's given up her dribble. Goes to Blakely, 20 feet away, straight on. Guarded by Martin of Summit Country Day. Left side, Peters for Versailles. Below the foul line. Gives it up out back to Blakely. Oh, a good cross the lane feed. What a pass. What a pass by Blakely. That's the dish of the night. Claire Schmidtmeyer on the receiving end. Super deal on that play by Blakely of Versailles. Missed shot by Summit. They were in a hurry, couldn't get it to go. Fast break, Peters. Peters down the floor, blazing a trail. Offensive foul, Peters of Versailles.
Good defense that time by Summit. She set herself in a perfect spot. Peters had no place to go.
Boy, Blakely for Versailles, Chuck, came in off the bench, and she has sparkled.
She hit the three, and that was as good a pass as you're going to see the whole game, I promise.
Yep. That will stand up all afternoon as the best dish off of the night. She threaded the needle, elbow on the right, angle pass through the key to a teammate low on the left for 2 points.
That diagonal pass is a killer.
Minute 20 left to go, second quarter. Summit Country Day held in check to just 12. It's a team that scored 70 points frequently during the season. Ball thrown down inside, caught low on the block by Aaliyah Harris, and a Versailles Tiger defender gets a mitt on the top of the leather. It's ruled a jump. Summit will inbound, baseline right of the rim. With a minute 13 to go, second quarter, Tigers up 16. This is the biggest cushion. Ball inbound to Allen, to Martin. Martin hoists up a three, high archer, a skyscraper from 25 feet, didn't hit the rim. Rebound down to Versailles. McElnowney pulls up straight on and pops it in. McElnowney, 24-footer. Tigers are tearing the Silver Knights apart. 31-12 Versailles. Number one ranked team in the state in girls D3 is in serious hot water right now. Here's a drive down the lane. Alexander to the rack. No good. Rebound Tigers. Winners got it. Foul O'Brien of Summit Country Day.
It's still out of bounds even though they're all wandering down here. There was only 16.
The foul of the common variety. Versailles will throw it in. Leading 31-12, up 19, 38 seconds to go, second quarter. The white shirts will no doubt play for one. McElnowney high right to Winter. Winter hangs on 25 feet away. Coming out to catch is Elizabeth Ording. Now to Peters. Peters straight on. Now Winter. Motion offense in play. 16, 15, 14 seconds to go, second quarter. At the foul line is McElnowney for Versailles. Let's see if she breaks away. She's going to switch positions with Ording. Down to four to go. Winter, 25 feet out of the floor, gets it to McElnowney, who arches up a long three. 27-footer, no good, missed it long. What a first half by the Versailles Tigers. The three-point miss at the buzzer didn't go in. You would have expected it to, the way the first half went for Versailles. Up by 19 points on Summit Country Day, 31-12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org. Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookens-usa.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, here at Springfield High School in Clark County, the scene of today's Division III Girls Regional Championship, and the Versailles Tigers are taking it to the number one ranked team in the state, Summit Country Day, 31-12 here at the halftime break. You've just heard from a couple of our fine underwriting sponsors. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. And Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime at Primary Eye Care Associates. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. And so many thanks to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. On the web with us for a full year now, having joined last March, the Francis Schulze Company Superior Aluminum in Rushi. And Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service, call 492-9495. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? And Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, along with the Bluffton University MBA program and Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Halftime report presented to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. It's all Tigers. Versailles in the lead, 31-12. Chuck, who would have thunk it? We knew Versailles is awfully good. We've seen the Tigers several times this season, and it's a high-powered club offensively and defensively with depth, with height, with quickness, inside scoring ability, a lot of good shooting experts on the perimeter like Cammie McElhaney. Brenna Blakely is already knocking out a three off the bench as well. What does Summit Country Day have to do to slow down Versailles? Behind the 19 right now are the Silver Knights.
Well, slowing them down, I'm not sure they can. They got to figure out some way to get some points. Allen, who is their three-point marksman, got one off in the first half, one three-pointer off in the first half. Didn't come close. Their first five shots of the game did not draw iron on any of them. They had a real nervous start to this thing. But Versailles playing terrific. They have a 16-4 rebounding advantage in the game. 3-2 on the offensive board. The Tigers have turned it over 9 times. Summit turned it over 5. 3-of-3 from the free throw line for the Tigers. 4-of-7 for Summit. Raven Alexander leads Summit Country Day with 7 at halftime. They got 2 from Harris. They got 1 from... Let's see, I can't count 6. They got 9 from Alexander, 2 from Harris, and 1 from Woods. They scored 7 and 5, 12 points at the half. On the other side, Cammie McEldowney being Cammie McEldowney, hit 3 threes and a 2, 11 in the first half. Danielle Winter came out strong again. She had 9. Then they got 4 from Elizabeth Ording, 4 from Claire Schmidtmeyer, 3 from Blakely, all those off the bench. And they scored 21 and 10, lead at 31 to 12 at the half.
What's the cliche, Chuck? Summit Country Day has run into a buzzsaw here this afternoon.
Well, they have. I mean, the Versailles, they're not. They don't look at rankings, and if anything, it probably pumps them up to see they were playing number one. If I'm not mistaken, I think Summit was ranked really high 2 years ago when Versailles ran them off the floor. And it gets into their head after a while. You said that these girls, a lot of them, were here 2 years ago.
Yep.
Once they saw the start, they're thinking, here we go again.
Uh-huh. So the psychology of this game today, after the way the game started out, clearly in the favor of the Versailles Tigers,
no doubt,
who play in a mighty potent conference, the Midwest Athletic Conference. It is an outstanding girls and boys basketball league. Versailles has won 9 in a row, 11 of their last 12. Their only league loss was to Minster, 59-51, and Minster's ranked number 5 in the state in girls Division 4 in place tonight for the Southwest Region D4 Girls Championship against Jackson Center.
Well, we were there for that one, and Minster got off to a big lead, and Versailles, with behind McEldowney going crazy shooting threes, came all the way back and had it down to 2, and then Minster made free throws at the end to push it out to the 8-point margin at the end. But it was closer than an 8-point game. Versailles, they had a couple of games during the season, not saying anything negative about Fort Loramie. This was not your typical Fort Loramie team.
Right.
But they lost to Loramie at Loramie, and that was kind of a down spot for them. But for the most part, they have just been terrific all year.
Exactly. That loss to Fort Loramie was the night after playing a game against Anna. One of those two was a rescheduled game, so they had back-to-back weeknight contests. And as you mentioned, were beaten by perennial power Fort Loramie by 4 on the road, lost by 2 on the road at Division II stronghold Tip City.
Right.
And the 8-point game at Minster, which might very well be the state champion girls Division IV. Who knows? We'll find out the next weekend. Minster Jackson Center in a real tussle tonight at Dedalia Butler in a game that we have for you on scoresbroadcast.com at 7:15.
Lots of orange, lots of black, and lots of cats are going to be in that Butler tonight.
Our halftime report here today brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Versailles Tigers rolling over Summit Country Day, 31-12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
The Versailles Tigers have possession as we start the third quarter of play. Tigers in front, commanding style, 31-12. Turnover Versailles in the opening seconds here of the third quarter, and Summit Country Day has possession. Raven Alexander with the ball top of the key. Boy, she has tried to fire up her team with drives to the basket. Here's another one along the right baseline. A little looper, short, no good off the rim. Rebound 6-2, Danielle Winter. Down the floor to McElnatty. Popped away from behind by Summit Country Day, and it goes out of bounds. Freshman Rachel Martin starts the third quarter for Summit Country Day. The sharp-shooting three-point artist, Kiana Allen, has not made a field goal yet. As Chuck noted, she did have one long-range three. It either missed the rim or barely touched the iron. Versailles has suffocated her. Tigers have the ball. 45 seconds into the third quarter. Ball fed low post right. Cammie McElnatty goes to work down inside. Missed it, no good. And the rebound comes off the rim to Summit, which turns it over. High dribble in midcourt. That was a big-time palming violation on Nia Woods right in front of the referee.
Yeah, they're not going to miss that one.
This contest, Chuck, has been beautifully worked by three officials from the southern part of the state.
I agree. I don't think the people behind us agree, but that's because they're not used to being down 19 at halftime.
McElnatty with the ball outside the arc of the left to Peters. Peters looks inside for Elizabeth Ording. Can't find her. Now Winter 20 feet out. Ball high overhead. Catching McElnatty. Guarded by Allen. McElnatty goes behind the back once, twice into the lane. Feeds Watron 25 feet away. Moving screen down inside on Danielle Winter of Versailles. Head coach Jackie Stonebreaker of the Tigers did not agree with that call.
She took a drink of water and kept moving.
6.5 to go. Third quarter. Nobody scored in the second half yet. Summit Country Day has got to make hay in a hurry. Elbow on the left, it's Nia Woods on the bounce. Ball flipped to the arc to Harris, who starts a drive right down the pike, all the way to the rim, and banked it home. Good drive by Aaliyah Harris of Summit Country Day, the 5'8 junior. McElnatty down the floor for Versailles at the sideline, nearly dribbled on the stripe, got it cross court to Danielle Winter. Winter out back to Peters, now McElnatty, 6 minutes to play in the third. Watron looking from 3-point land, doesn't shoot. Drops it off inside to Winter. Left-hand hook shot. Got it! Danielle Winter. A sweeping left-handed hook went down. Here's a quick drive to Summit. Barreling in from the left corner. Shot no good by Allen off the side of the backboard. Rebound down to the Tigers. 33-14 Versailles. Deep left corner, Peters. Baseline drive. Pulls up, overshoots. Strong rebound, Winter. Up and in! It's in! Danielle Winter is fouled on the play. Count the basket of plus one. It's 35-14. Tigers up to 21. A chance for the biggest lead here, 22.
Can you say Clancy's when you say Danielle Winter at this point in the game?
Wow, her last 30 seconds, marvelous.
Well, if she plays like this, she is unstoppable.
A really neat left-handed hook on the previous possession here. A great post-up move. And then she drops in the free throw. Her free throw shooting's been right on the money, too.
4 for 4.
Here's Summit Country Day, forecourt to her right. Now down by 22. Dribble drive, Aaliyah Harris through the lane. Chucked one up off the back rim, no good. Rebound, Tigers. It's all Versailles. Forecourt right, McElnatty with the ball. Boy, it's going to take a series of three-point makes for Summit. Here's a long one tried, but McElnatty short for Versailles. That was a 24-footer, clanged off the rim, ricocheted into the right corner. Rachel Martin down the floor for Summit, which trails 36-14, 4:50 left to go in the third quarter.
You're amazed when McElnatty shoots a three and it doesn't go in.
O'Brien to Alexander, good hook pass across the key to O'Brien, who missed the gimme from point-blank range. Rebound laid up by Harris. It hangs on the rim forever and comes off, but a foul against Versailles. That's the way it's gone here the last quarter or two for Summit. They've had some good shots, Can't seem to get the roll on the iron. Did shoot very, very poorly in the first quarter. Two free throws here for Harris. The first is missed. Off the back brace. Second shot upcoming here for Harris. Summit Country Day's got to find the range quickly. Only scored 24 against Versailles 2 years ago here. Second shot by Harris. Around, 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 and out, believe it or not. Long rebound, Summit. Good catch by Alexander, who rolled to the rim, and she is hacked on the arm. She gets two. But that free throw right there by Summit symbolizes the day for Country Day. The ball hitting every centimeter of the iron, but will not go down through the cylinder. That free throw up and good by Raven Alexander. She has been Summit's best player by far.
She's got 10 of their 15.
Second free throw by Alexander. A lot of rim. That one rattles and goes through. 36-16 in favor of Versailles. That 36-14 lead was the biggest. Here's McElDowney midcourt. Picked up 25 feet away. Oh, a nice dish down inside to Danielle Winter. Low post right, banked it home. Danielle Winter, a fabulous game. Quickly down the floor, Alexander. Oh, a nice feed to O'Brien. Her four-footer in and out. No good. O'Brien's missed two gimmies. Rebound Versailles. Push off by O'Brien of Summit Country Day. Boy, the Silver Knights can do nothing right at this point. And some Summit Country Day fans to our right, Chuck, are getting a little bit too rambunctious.
They're deciding that they don't want to see the end of the game is what it looks like to me.
Four.
I don't blame them. If I was their fans, I wouldn't want to see the end of the game either.
Versailles Tigers have been razor sharp in Summit Country Day. Here in the first 4 minutes of the third quarter has missed several very short shots. Blakely up over the timeline for the Tigers. Brenna has starred coming off the bench. She gives it up to McElDowney, back to Blakely. 3:50 left to go here in the third. Blakely weaves to McElDowney, left side of the floor to Peters. Peters on the bounce, still dribbles, retreats. Being checked near the timeline. She's double-teamed, gives it up to Blakely. On the elbow left, wraparound pass down inside to Winter. Up and shoots, no good. It danced off the rim. Good feed by Ording. Winter couldn't get the roll. Quickly down the floor, Summit Country Day, which coughs up the ball. Turnover, Silver Knights. Blakely's got it for the Tigers. 3:20 left to go in the third. 38-16, Versailles. McElDowney between the rings. Danielle Winter almost got that last shot to go in.
And they either had her wrist or the ball on the shot, and she still was strong enough to get it up on the rim.
High-low action. Winter down inside for Elizabeth Ording, broken up by Summit Country Day and stolen. Summit, forecourt right. Allen can't get the shot off. Baseline, Raven Alexander. Back out to a teammate, a three-point shooter. A bomb. Aaliyah Harris got it. Aaliyah Harris pours in a triple. 38-19 in favor of Versailles. 2:40 left to go third quarter. Peters over the center line to McElDowney. Fakes right, goes left, right down the lane. She's tripped as she goes toward the hoop, and she will get two, I believe.
She is amazing at her size of getting in the lane and getting shots up against much bigger players. She gets them off clean.
Chuck, it seems like at midcourt, Cammie McElDowney hops on a skateboard and goes all the way to the rim. She will never be denied. She'll get fouled, but very rarely is she stopped short of the basket and forced to give the ball up.
Exactly. And the other thing is, if you try to set up to try to take the charge, she's amazing at going around and still getting the ball up on the rim, especially with her left hand.
Mm-hmm. Yep, she'll find a way to worm and slither. Both free throws, Cammie McElDowney right on the button, and it's 40-19 in favor of Versailles. Here's a dribble drive by Alexander down the middle of the floor, all the way to the rim. Good feed off to a teammate, Woods, who missed the layup. A point blanker, not good. Versailles down the floor in a jiffy. McElDowney out in front, stops and pops from 10, off the back iron. Rebound down to Nia Woods for Summit Country Day. Up the floor, Allen, now Alexander at the elbow on the right. Dribble drive, bounce pass, right through the legs of a Tiger player. Didn't touch Danielle Winter. It got through her clean, went out of bounds. It's for Sales ball. Summit fans can't believe it. I think that was the right choice.
Well, I couldn't tell if it did touch a Tiger. It touched a leg on the way through. It was a horrible pass.
2 minutes, 3 seconds to go in the third quarter. Versailles is whipping Summit Country Day 40-19. Three-quarter court pressure of a Summit. Blakely's doubled, hit the timeline, stumbled, lost the ball, out of bounds to Summit Country Day.
Yeah, she looked like that shouldn't have been the call, but that was the call. She didn't get touched. She just lost it.
Good pressure D right there by Summit Country Day. A minute 57 to go in the third quarter. 40-19, Versailles. It has been a real thrashing so far, as Summit Country Day has been beaten soundly. Here's Alexander outside the arc, hits a teammate. It is Allen. Allen streaks to the basket. No, it wasn't Allen, it was Harris. She took a tumble, was spilled, knocked down by a Tiger player while shooting two free throws for Aaliyah Harris. A minute 43 to go in the third quarter, 21-point lead Tigers. Here's the free throw by Harris. It is no good. It's too hard. Well, even the free throws are not dropping for Summit Country Day, which shot them at nearly a 65% clip on the year. That one is swished on the play by Harris. 40-20. Versailles has doubled the score exactly. Blakely, forecourt right, leaves it behind her for Watron. Watron on the dribble. Team foul situation, three on Summit, four in Versailles. Here's a pass low on the left to Blakely. Spin move, seven-footer, no good. Rebounding foul on Versailles on the shoulder. Good call by the referee. Over the back was Lindsay Winter. Lindsay stands 6'1". She nearly got that clean over the back of the Summit player. There was some contact. That was a good choice by the referee.
I agree.
Minute 20 left to go in the third quarter. 40-20 Versailles. Outside the arc on the right, it is Harris. Harris with a spin move. Off balance, 7 feet away. Shot is crammed by Versailles. Could have been a foul. Whistle blew. Turnover, Summit.
Yeah. She took 3 steps.
A traveling violation on Summit Country Day before the foul call. That also a good choice. Here's Watron speeding up the right side in backcourt. Pressure by Summit Country Day. Raven Alexander steals, knocks it free. Versailles gets the ball back, and the Tiger player is trampled from the backside. Getting up slowly is Camille Watron. A minute 4 to go in the third quarter. Halftime score was 31-12. Summit Country Day's made up nothing here in the third quarter. In fact, they've lost a point. The lead is gone from 19-20 for Versailles. Watron, who took a serious spill on that play for Versailles, comes out. Watron out of the game for the moment. Tigers bring it to midcourt. Steal, backcourt. Alexander got it, fell down, then threw it away. Versailles up the near side. Another player goes down. Two more. Action, frenetic and physical. It's ruled a turnover on the Tigers. Summit Country Day ball. 53.1 left here in the third quarter.
Well, they got a freshman out there trying to bring the ball up against pressure. I don't know if that's a great choice, but I guess you are up 20.
Straight away, long three ball. Summit Country Day. Alexander, no off the rim. Rebound kicked out to Allen. She tries another triple. Missed it. Rebounded by the Tigers. Kiana Allen simply cannot find the range. 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 40-20 Versailles. Summit needed to score a bucket or two there, Chuck, in the last minute and did not get it done. High right with the ball is Lindsay Winter for the Versailles Tigers. Gives it up to Peters, who looks at the clock. 14 seconds to go. High dribble by Ellen. Timeout call. Jackie Stonebreaker of the Tigers, who lead 40-20. 12.6 to go in the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
But Chuck, Caitlin McElbown has played the last minute or so for the Versailles Tigers in at guard, giving Watford a spell, who was knocked down. Caitlin, a freshman, 5'2" tall, she's been knocked down two or three times already as well.
Well, she landed on the ball the one time, and that really hurts.
Caitlin's got the ball in the left corner with 6 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Out back to Blakely, two to play. Blakely, 25-foot runner, off to the left, no good, and the third quarter's in the books. But it's still all for sales. Rolling over Summit Country Day, the number one ranked team in the state in girls Division III, Tigers 40, Silver Knights 20 on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
We're all set to start the fourth quarter here at Springfield with the Versailles Tigers leading the Summit Country Day Silver Knights by a 40-20 count. You heard me right, 40-20. Here's Cammie McElnany with the ball, center court. She's got an open avenue and sprints right down the middle of the floor below the foul line. Foul on Summit. Ball out of bounds to the Tigers, baseline right. Playmaker is Blakely beneath the rim. On top to McElnany. Shot fake. Throws right corner. Elizabeth Ording down low on the right to Peters. Shot blocked. It's crammed. Good defensive play by Summit. Stolen by Alexander. Long lead out down the floor to Rachel Martin. She overshot it. Here's the follow. Good by Carrie Daniel. Daniel, a 5'6 senior bench player, got the rebound to go in. And it's 40-22 in favor of Versailles. Foul backcourt on Martin. And all Summit can do now, Chuck, is chase all over the floor and hope that once Versailles gets to the 1-1, free throws don't go in.
Yeah, and that's not going to be real strong because Versailles shoots them very well.
Chuck, let's hear from LaCal Equipment at this timeout break. We didn't do our LaCal Student Athlete Spotlight segment at the half. We'll talk about Versailles seniors when we come back after this break from LaCal. Timeout called early fourth quarter. Tigers up 18 on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Maybe I'll break it.
McDowell Equipment in Jackson Center underwrites our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. And during the tournament, we promote student academic success by noting outstanding seniors. In this case, for the Versailles Tigers, Camille Watron, Brenna Blakely, Emily Langenkamp, Cammie Ording, Bailey Huffman, Claire Schmidtmeyer, all 12th graders. But a bevy of talent returns off this varsity team, plus an outstanding JV squad. We understand the pipeline down below grade 10 is full as well. The Versailles Tigers are in good shape for the next several years, as after the timeout, Cammie McElDowney makes a blistering drive through the bottom of the key and loops in a running one-hander. Summit the other way, out of control. Alexander short on the shot. Here come the Tigers, right corner Peters, out to Watron. 42-22 Versailles, 6:57 left here in the fourth quarter. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center moved from L.A., California to Shelby County in the early 1980s. Conceived originally in L.A., California, thus the name LaCalle. And LaCalle Equipment has promoted student academic success here on scoresbroadcast.com since our inception 11 years ago. And we thank LaCalle Equipment very much. We simply could not have gotten off the ground, couldn't have gotten started here on scoresbroadcast.com without the founding partnership of LaCalle Equipment, which has been on board ever since. Thank you very much, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center. Well, we had a travel on Versailles. Camille Watron walked in the lane, and then Alexander misfires in and out on the running 10-footer by Summit Country Day, and the Tigers get the ball back. 6 minutes to go in the game. 42-22 Versailles. Here's Watcher at midcourt for Versailles. She's grabbed, no call. Gave it to McElDowney. Sprints into the corner. Back out to Watron. Left side to Peters. Now Watron between the circles. Tigers will spread it and wait for Summit Country Day to foul. McElDowney not the right one to guard real closely. And she barges her way into the lane. A lot of contact and nudge with the forearm by Summit Country Day.
That should be the 1-1 now.
1-1 for Cammie McElDowney of the Versailles Tigers. Cammie, an outstanding free throw shooter. She pushes 80% on the year. Camille Watron is at 75. 5:50 to go in the fourth quarter. 42-22 Versailles. Foul shot, McElDowney short. Got to the back rim eventually, then came off. Rebound down to Alexander for Summit. Look at her go down the floor. Lickety split. Lost the ball in the lane. And we've got a six-player pileup below the Summit basket. Summit Country Day possession on the arrow with 5:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. The Versailles Tigers have simply blistered the number one ranked girls team in the state in Division III, Summit Country Day. Ball inbounded, low on the right to Allen. She caught it, off balance, 8-footer, too strong. Rebound down to Versailles. Allen still scoreless?
Has not scored in the game.
Wow. Kiana Allen for Summit Country Day has been blanked. Leading scorer for Summit this year, close to 12 points a game. Marvelous three-point shooter. She's made 73 in 160 attempts. And she's been suffocated by the Tiger D. Long three ball, Versailles, McElDowney high left. In and out, no good. Rebound right corner, Tigers still have it. Good board work by Versailles. Elizabeth Ording's got it. Ording to winner, high post, handoff McElDowney right down the right side of the lane. Overshoots it. Weak side rebound, Ording. She struggled to take the ball away from a Silver Knight player and walked. Good call by the referee. Good defense there by the Silver Knights. Rachel Martin tied up the Versailles player and caused the travel violation. 4:47 to go in the fourth quarter. 42-22 Versailles, as Summit Country Day simply cannot make up any ground. Ball looped to Alexander, right corner, baseline drive all the way to the rim. It skipped around and came off. She had a gimme. She was fairly well guarded. She was motoring toward the rim.
And the ball hit every inch of the iron, spun away. Versailles got the rebound. Foul. Silver Knights, 1-1 for the Tigers.
I think that's going to be Ellen Peters at the line.
Ellen Peters strolls to the stripe for Versailles. Tell you what, Chuck, Summit Country Day has gotten some close-in shots in this game, but they've all been challenged. Versailles hasn't given away anything.
That's the key. Even that last one, I mean, she had to shoot it through hands.
Free throw in and out, but Peters comes down to Alexander. Deep right corner, open player, Martin Summit. Good! Rachel Martin, the 5'6 freshman, and she's got a smooth stroke. She's a nice long-range shooter. Dribble drive, McElhown, a baseline right, Peters for Versailles. Shot blocked, loose ball rebound. Daniel Winterno, Ording up and in. Stick back is good. Elizabeth Ording dropped it home. Three shots for the Tigers on that possession. Two good offensive rebounds. 44-25 Versailles. 3:50 left to go. Bad pass, Summit, steal on the inside, but Daniel Winter. Tie-up occurs. Players on the floor. Nice gesture by Danielle Winter, who extends the hand to Nia Woods and helps her up. Timeout called, Summit Country Day. 44-25. Tigers knocking off the number one team in the state on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. McElhowney midcourt for Versailles. She looks at the clock, 3.5 to go in the game. Camille Watron posts up in the lane, caught the pass, spins, missed it, no good. Got the rebound back, though. Gave it up, got it back, and shot the three. Short, no good. Rebound, Danielle Winter. Had her arm yanked on, no call. Rebound baseline, out of bounds to Summit Country Day.
Yeah, they kind of swallowed the whistle on that one. She couldn't even get her arm up above her shoulder to shoot it.
And that's about the only way Summit Country Day has been able to keep Daniel Winter from scoring the ball.
And I just said at the break that I thought the officiating's been outstanding. They're allowed to miss something like that.
It has been very, very good. Here's a great drive to the basket. Beautifully done on the play by Nia Woods. She caught the pass from Martin, top of the circle. Had a little crease develop in Versailles' defense, and she exploded to the rim. Nia Woods on the two-pointer for the Silver Knights. 44-27 in favor of Versailles. 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here's a foul 25 feet from the basket as Aaliyah Harris pounds down on the Versailles Tigers offensive player. Elizabeth Ording was wrapped up. This is the last of the one-on-one situations for the Tigers. The next one will be the double bonus. Elizabeth Ording has played a monster game down inside. Her left-hand free throw is right on. Perfect. She swished it. 45-27 in favor of the Tigers. Every phase of the Versailles girls game today has been spot on. Razor sharp. Both free throws on target. Neither one touched the rim. Ording canned a couple. and it's 46-27 in favor of Versailles. Under three to go here in the fourth quarter. 2 years ago right here, it was 41-24 Versailles over Summit Country Day, and not a dissimilar score here this afternoon. Here's a spin move in the lane by Aaliyah Harris. She tried to loop up the left-hander. Collision occurred. Foul on the Tigers. Two free throws here for Aaliyah Harris. Again, the leading scorer on the year for the Summit Country Day Silver Knights, Kiana Allen, has been blanked this afternoon. Free throw good by Harris. 46-28 in favor of Versailles. Second free throw coming. Couple of bounces. Shot pumped up and made. And it is now 46-29. Tigers lead 17.
Harris and Alexander, they have 21 of the 29 points.
Yeah, they've tried to spark the Silver Knights of Summit Country Day, but too little, too late. Here's Versailles attacking the harassing defense by Summit Country Day with a beautiful cross-court angle pass. What a play by the Tigers, and it was Cammy Ording who got the finish low on the right. Here's a three-pointer by Summit, no good. Long rebound, kicks out on the play to Lindsay Winter of the Tigers, who flipped it up the floor to Watrin. Double dribble at the timeline. 48-29, Versailles, 2:13 to go. And the 19-point spread right now, Chuck, is exactly what it was at the halftime break.
Well, you jump out to 29, you'll 19 at the break, you'll let them play with you even the rest of the game.
Right. Here's a long three by Alexander straight away for Summit. Air ball out of bounds. And Summit's had its share of those today. Shots which have not even hit the rim. Versailles Tigers against full court pressure, knocked out of bounds in backcourt by Allen. And that young lady is frustrated. Kiana Allen yet to score. Came into this game having made, I think, it was at least 11 three-pointers by Allen in the last two tournament games combined. And she hasn't even gotten a good look, not a sniff of a good shot here this afternoon.
Well, I mean, there's the difference. You come in against a play against Versailles. Jackie Stonebreaker is not going to allow one person to sit out there and bury threes on you like she did in the semis.
Exactly, not a chance. Yeah, Allen stroked home a half dozen in the win over Baltimore Liberty Union. She had a great third quarter, propelling Summit Country Day to the win over Baltimore Liberty Union. But the Versailles defense has been stifling all over the floor, and especially on her here this afternoon. 2 minutes, 6 seconds left in the fourth quarter. The Versailles Tigers have put this game away, up 19, and will advance on to a state semifinal next Friday at 3. Next Friday afternoon at 3 at the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University against the winner of a regional final at Logan High School this afternoon between two unranked teams, Eastern and Lynchburg Clay. The heavyweights in this Elite Eight in Girls Division III are on the other side of the bracket. Up at Cuyahoga Falls today, Gilmore Academy, ranked 10th, is playing Garfield, 23-4. And Afrocentric, ranked 4th in the state, is playing Archbold, ranked number 2, in another regional championship at Lexington. Those four are on the other side of the Elite Eight bracket. Here's a good basket by Summit Country Day. Aaliyah Harris carved out space in the lane and banked one home from 7 feet. She was bumped as she shot it. She's at the free throw line and rims it in and out. No good. Rebound taken down by Claire Schmidt-Meyer of Versailles. 17-point advantage. Here is McElDowney sprinting up the floor. Hobbled momentarily by a defender. McElDowney to the rim. Looped it up on the run. Missed it. Got the rebound back. What a play by Cammy. It's ruled a jump down inside. Good call by the out referee. It will be Summit's possession with a minute 26 to go in the fourth quarter. Chuck, it's been a tough game to work. A lot of physical contact. But these three referees from the southern and southeastern part of the state have been right on it all day long. I like the fact that numerous times the defense
has cause to travel. Yeah, there's been, you know, marginal contact, but poor ball handling has resulted in a travel violation more often than not. Here's a missed three ball by Allen. That's about her fourth shot of the game, I think. It was blown badly. Versailles got the rebound. McIldany in midcourt. She's jarred by two players, fouled, and she'll get two free throws with 68 seconds to go. And Versailles up by 17, 48-31. Chuck, Versailles led by 19 at the half, and I think this 17-point spread right now is the closest that Summit Country Day has gotten
it up 17
in the final two quarters. It was 19 at the break, 31-12. It's never gotten below 17. The Silver Knights have not challenged Versailles in the final two quarters. Both free throws by McIldany are swished. Jackie Stonebreaker wears a smile on her face as she greets Cammie McIldany at side court. A splendid game by Cammie and all of the Versailles Tigers ladies here this afternoon.
Well, she'd get a huge hug from me because she's a junior.
She's back next year. Yep, the Versailles Tigers have several seniors. Cupboard's not bare. Wealth of experience returns. Fine JV squad. And down at the 8th and 9th grade level, it's solid as a rock as well. Here's a steal at midcourt by Martin of Summit Country Day. And she drives, shoots, and scores. Good steal by Martin. Fine-looking freshman for the Silver Knights. 50-33 Versailles with 30 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Cross-court pass to Blakely. Martin yanks it free. Two-on-two break. Martin strides left side of the court all the way to the rack, and she is belted from behind, and she'll get two. With 23.2 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Well, Chuck, Summit Country Day's Kiana Allen is a junior. Nia Woods, a junior. Aaliyah Harris, a junior. Raven Alexander, a junior. And the free throw shooter right here, Rachel Martin, has played a lot, is a freshman.
Well, Daniel and O'Brien are the only two seniors. O'Brien couldn't make a layup today. She probably missed four shots that wouldn't take you to the free throw line if you stretched them out.
I would.
Daniel has one basket, so, yeah, the strength of this team's coming back.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised if we did not see these two, Versailles and Summit Country Day, in the regional championship here in Springfield once again next March. At the line, Martin for Summit. First free throw short. Second free throw short. Missed them both. Rebound down to the Versailles Tigers. 50-33. In favor of the orange and black. Watrin across the timeline. 8 seconds to go. Hands the ball off on the play to Blakely. Now Schmidtmeyer. Now Watrin. Summit backs off. That'll do it. Tiger faithful. 800 of them across the way. On their feet. The Versailles Tigers have blistered the number one ranked team in the state in girls division 3 by 17. It never got any closer than 17 the entire second half. Versailles steamrolled to a 21-7 lead after one, 31-12 at the half, and Versailles was never challenged thereafter. The Tigers, number 6 in the state at the end of the regular season in the final AP poll, whip Summit Country Day easily here this afternoon by a final score of 50-33, and we'll move on to a state semifinal next Friday at the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University at 3 p.m. 3 p.m. March 17. That's next Friday against either Lynchburg, Clay, or Eastern, two unranked teams playing at Logan High School in the southeastern part of the state this afternoon. Versailles will tackle that winner next Friday at 3 at the Shot. We'll be there here on scoresbroadcast.com. And no matter who is there from Division 4, Minster, or Jackson Center, we will be there on Thursday for that state semifinal as well. What a game, Chuck. Your takeaways: Versailles simply brilliant and made Summit Country Day look like a very average team this afternoon.
They came out and scored 21 points in the first quarter. They led by 14 to start the game, and it never came close after that. They pushed it out. I think the biggest lead was 22, if I'm not mistaken. They got it down to 17 a couple of times. 17, the finals. But Versailles, they did exactly what they had to do. McEldowney had a terrific game, and so did Danielle Winter in the supporting cast of Elizabeth Ording. Camille Watson didn't score, but she had 6 assists to go in the game. They were just terrific. Claire Schmidtmeyer in the first half scored 4 points, a basket in each of the first 2 quarters. Everybody who came in contributed.
And the Versailles Tigers seniors, Camille Watron, Brenna Blakely, Emily Langenkamp, Tammy Ording, Bailey Huffman, and Claire Schmidtmeyer are greeted by the Springfield High School Athletic Director at midcourt and are presented the regional championship trophy. Those seniors accept it, and now they pose for photo ops at the foul line down to her left, and then we'll have the net cutting ceremony. Oh, what a tradition it's become to see the Versailles Tigers advance this deeply into the tournament year after year after year.
Yeah, you always expect it. I mean, you look at them. In the past, it's been Loramie. It's been Versailles, and we just always assumed we were going to go to Columbus and watch those teams play. Uh-huh. And this year, the shot's going to be probably Minster or Jackson, obviously, and another shot at Versailles, but they got every chance to win this whole thing.
Wow. Versailles was awesome. Splendid performance by the Versailles Tigers here today. Jackie Stonebreaker, like a jockey riding a horse, whipped this team into shape, Chuck, at the very perfect time. Once the Tigers closed the season and started the tournament trail, the Orange and Black have played their very best basketball of the entire 2016-17 season.
Yeah, no doubt, and this is when you want to do it. 38-14 rebounding advantage, 9-6 on the offensive board. They did turn the ball over 17 times. Summit very quick, had quick hands, put a lot of pressure on them, but none of the turnovers really did not affect the outcome of the game. Probably kept it from being a 30-point game. 10-12 from the free throw line for the Tigers. Summit was 9-17. They had Harris with 12 and Alexander with 11. On the other side, Cammy McEldowney led the Tigers with 17. Danielle Winter had 16. They got Elizabeth Ording, the sophomore, was terrific. She had 8. They got 4 from Schmidtmeyer, 3 from Blakely, and 2 from Cammy Ording. They outscored them 50-33. And the Clancy's players of the game for the Tigers, McEldowney with 17 and Danielle Winter with 16.
They are the Clancy's Award winners. Cammy McEldowney, Danielle Winter for the Versailles Tigers, who thumped Summit Country Day 50-33. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's. A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest
State in Archbold or the Bluffton Main Campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Springfield High School, the scene of the girls Division III regional championship won by Versailles easily, which thumped Cincinnati Summit Country Day 50-33 here this afternoon. We're joined by Daniel Winter, outstanding junior for the Versailles Tigers, all 6 feet, 2 inches of her. Danielle, what was the game plan coming in? Because you young ladies didn't miss a beat. What was the approach, the message from head coach Jackie Stonebreaker in preparing for Summit Country Day?
The game plan was to not let Country Summit Day, like, keep their offense going fast. We wanted to slow them down because they're used to moving the ball so fast. And then that really helped us and got them out of their game.
Well, you did just that. Versailles, pretty quick, too. I tell you what, you're about as quick as Summit Country Day. And obviously, Summit met their match here this afternoon. Tell me about that sweeping left-handed hook shot you made in the second half. It was a beauty.
I just went up strong and had confidence in myself, and I knew that if I put enough effort into it, it would go in.
And you had two or three strong stick backs on the offensive glass. Are you playing your best basketball of your career right now at Versailles? It seems like it.
Yes, this is probably the best I've played so far this year, and it's just coming in at the right time.
Tell me about your offensive sets in the half court. It looked like Versailles for two quarters today worked that pick and roll, that slip screen, hit the elbow on the left or right side of the key pretty well, and Summit had difficulty stopping it. Tell us about that offensive set.
We knew that they had smaller posts, so if we worked in with our posts and screen and rolls work well to get to our posts, and we knew if we do that, it'd be successful.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the chemistry on this Versailles High School basketball team. There are several seniors. You have a lot of depth. Underclassmen with experience, good JV squad in the pipeline, fine players at even younger grades. But the synergy, the chemistry, the teamwork, it is exceptional, right? I can see it.
Yeah. It comes on and off the court. We get along so well, and we're always cracking jokes with each other. It's just a lot of fun to play with everybody.
Okay. Now, tell me about some of those jokes you crack.
I'm not very good at cracking jokes.
Well, congratulations. Good luck to you and the Lady Tigers, who will now play next Friday at 3 at Ohio State University against either Eastern or Lynchburg Clay in a state semifinal. Congrats to Daniel Winter.
Thank you so much.
Daniel Winter, Versailles Lady Tigers, victorious here today in defeating Summit Country Day easily. Summit, the number one ranked team in the state, now 27-1. Summit was 27-0 coming in. And Versailles put this game away, Chuck, in the first, what, 3-4 minutes, jumping out 10-1. And Summit really never had an answer, not a clue, the rest of the afternoon.
Well, without having a mic, I couldn't ask her, but I wondered what their thought process was on Allen, because they had to know that young lady has the ability to sit out there and just bury threes. She didn't get a sniff, like you said. She had maybe one decent look and a couple of forced ones, and other than that, she hardly ever touched the basketball. And that was Watrin, and that was Peters taking turns guarding her, and they just shut her down completely.
Well, Summit Country Day likes to drive and kick, and Versailles' height on the inside prevented Summit from making some clean shots when driving to the basket. Versailles, when the driver started toward the rim for Summit, Versailles didn't help down inside. They stayed right on, glued to Kiana Allen on the arc. So that outlet pass wasn't there. The drive and the kick not there. And the defense from Versailles on the interior with the height and the aggressiveness made life miserable for Summit Country Day when they got into the paint.
Well, you had Ording and you had both winners. And it's just like it's like going into New York City and trying to see the sun. You look up, but you're not necessarily going to be able to see it. And that, they did it. I mean, that was just great coaching strategy. They knew they could not get shots off in the paint, and so they just locked down on the perimeter. And it was a perfect coaching strategy and well executed by the team.
And man, oh man, are these Versailles Lady Tigers deep? There is so much quality play that comes off the bench. How about the game from Brenna Blakely? I thought she was exceptional.
Well, she hit the 1-3, which was, you know, really pushed it out. But she had a couple of outstanding assists in the game.
Yep,
she played great defense. Just as a team, you can't find anybody that was out there on the floor that didn't contribute. And that's an attribute of this team.
And Cammie Waterbug McElDowney.
Well, you sit down in the scorebook, you put the star next to hers for the Clancy's player of the game when you're filling the book out, and then you see who's going to get along and get a co-player with her.
Oh, my. What a game turned in by the Versailles Tigers. A few minutes ago, we ran down for you our anchor underwriting sponsors here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Additional underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com include Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Now go to the website for more savings coupons available to you at GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John will give you his very best shot. The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It is out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates, another fine underwriting sponsor on Scores Broadcast. Located in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center, promoting healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your VA benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Or go to this website, facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. In Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Francis Schulte Company, Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Gratitude to them on board with us here on scoresbroadcast.com since last March. And in Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time, high-tech computer solutions, plus customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, pens, and more available to you through Adams Tech Solutions. Call 937-538-6948, 538-6948. Adam Reiss, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions, in Anna, near McCartyville, and Wells Brothers, Inc., in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. So many thanks to our very fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck, we've gone beyond 100 webcasts since our first high school football game last August. We covered volleyball regionals and the state tournament in girls division 4, won 2 straight years now by Jackson Center. Last year we were at the state final 4 in basketball, covering the Jackson Center Lady Tigers, the Jackson Center Boys, and we're back next week covering Jackson Center or Minster Girls in Division 4. That would be a state semi on Thursday. Versailles Tigers in Division 3 playing a state semi next Friday. Don't forget, we've got action for you tonight from Vandalia Butler, Jackson Center Minster Girls D4 Regional Championship game. And next Tuesday, from Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. 5:30 tip on the web online at 5:15. Fort Loramie Lima Perry Boys Division 4 Regional Semifinals from Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Unfortunately, the Jackson Center Tigers bowed out last night. Had Tri-Village in trouble, had the lead.
Had them on the ropes, that's for sure.
With under 2 minutes to go, couldn't seal the deal. Give Tri-Village credit, a long three with about 9 seconds left in regulation tied the game up. Jackson Center did not get the tip to start the overtime, and the Tri-Village club was never headed in the OT session, and Jackson Center lost by 5, 38-33, but an outstanding season for Jackson Center, for Fairlawn, for Rushi. I have tweeted several times about how much fun it's been to cover the likes of Nate Barhorse and Anna Rockets and Justin Tidwell's Fairlawn Jets.
And we're lucky. The teams that we get to cover are so well coached. Mm-hmm. They have fantastic fans. This is just, I get so tired towards the end of the year, but this is the most exciting time. So it just the adrenaline keeps you going.
Spencer Cordonier's Rushi Raiders, of course, Corey Britton's Fort Loramie Redskins, still in boys action, and we'll see them again on Tuesday after last night's resounding 68-42 win over Lockland. Enjoyed it so much here today at Springfield. Glad you could join us on scoresbroadcast.com. Versailles Lady Tigers were brilliant. I thought Versailles would win, Chuck, by 8-10. I didn't dream it would be this lopsided from start to finish.
No, I mean, they just had such a, it was kind of like the game last night. Not that Lachlan wasn't a little overmatched anyway, but the great start, and great starts like that get the momentum. It took someone out of thinking about their undefeated season and their number one ranking. They realized that possibly that might have been a little more inflated because of the schedule that they play.
Yeah, Summit Country Day scored 73 against McNicholas this year, 77 against Clark Montessori, 70 against Cincinnati Christian, 72 against St. Bernard, had another 7, 8, 9, 10 games, 60 points or better. But today, limited to 33 by the Versailles Tigers. I would venture to guess, Chuck, that in the last three seasons, the 24 points scored by Summit Country Day 2 years ago here in the regional against Versailles, and the 33 scored here today by Summit against Versailles, probably the two lowest offensive totals for Summit Country Day girls basketball in the last three seasons, and both contests were against the Versailles Tigers defense, which was suffocating.
I'm looking down the list, and the Turpin, they had 35 against Turpin in a 35-34 win. They had 45 against Aiken in a 45-8 game.
Uh-huh.
Other than that, 50s and 60s and 70s,
right,
every other game they played.
Number one ranked team in the state all year, 27-0, coming in to this game here today against Versailles. And when I saw Summit play in the regional semis on Wednesday night against Baltimore Liberty Union, a game that Summit could have lost, I knew that Summit was very beatable if Versailles played pretty well. Don't get me wrong, Summit Country Day, a young team, virtually everybody back next year. Versailles returns a wealth of talent too next year. Right now, the Tigers are focused on March of 2017 with two more games to play at Columbus next Friday and Saturday.
Well, you can't go back-to-back state titles if you don't win the first one.
Oh, my goodness. What a great day. Hope you enjoyed it. Weather's pretty outside. Take advantage of it the next few hours and return to scoresbroadcast.com at 7:15 tonight, as we will speak to you from a big crowd at Vandalia Butler High School, the activity center there. The Jackson Center Tigers take on the Minster Wildcats. Minster won the regular season game by 14. The two teams collide again tonight at Vandalia Butler. Rhett Gish is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Thanks so much to the Versailles Tigers' Danielle Winter, outstanding junior post player. She was with us during our post game We salute her and all of the Versailles Tigers and the coaching staff, including, obviously, the mentor of the program, head coach Jackie Stonebreaker. Tigers on to the state Final Four, playing at 3 next Friday against Eastern or Lynchburg Clay. For Rhett Gish, our scores broadcast.com chief engineer. For Chuck McBee, stats, color, on-site engineering, Jack Kramer saying goodbye for just a few hours, reminding you again the final score here at Springfield. Versailles Tigers, 50. Summit Country Day, 33.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.